We need to take another look at values, our values. It's so easy to slip back into seeking that which the world seeks after. Nothing wrong with that, you may think, except that it has a negative effect on your forward movement. Consider this, the world system and value. Privacy, material success, convenience and comfort produces competition, striving, unfulfilled desires, stress, control, worry, frustration, fill in your own blanks. You will, as the song says, get no satisfaction if you live your life for yourself. On the other hand, if you live your life for him, you will find godliness with contentment with what you have, which is indeed great gain. Let's just revisit the kingdom values again. Openness and authenticity, sacrifice, love, and discomfort or inconvenience. Amazingly, these produce peace, rest, harmony, fulfillment, and contentment. Contentment, now there's a word. Are you content with what you have this day? Adverts, you know, are designed to cause you to be discontent, to inflame your desire to possess something you do not have. They make you want something you perhaps never even thought about before you saw the advert. Then it becomes a must-have. I walked into a shopping mall once and immediately heard, buy, buy, buy. The whole world lies in the hands of the wicked one. Contentment is great gain if it has godliness attached to it, the culture of the kingdom, completely other than the culture of this world. I know which I'd rather have. The reason we need to revisit these things from time to time is that we forget. In the garden, Eve told God that the serpent caused me to forget. She forgot who she was and what she was there for, who created her and his eternal purpose for her. Right there, Jesus was walking regularly with them both, and the serpent managed to allure her with the things of the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and immediately she desired that which was forbidden. She forgot she was created for love, for a love relationship with her Creator, for fellowship with Jesus. Ever left a meeting thinking what an excellent word you've just heard and then found you couldn't remember a thing? The serpent just caused you to forget. He doesn't change his ways. There is a need to keep reminding ourselves where we're headed, our destiny and our destination, planned by God from before the foundation of the world. Like our little sailing boat, when we tack, we lose sight of where we're headed and have to bring ourselves to remembrance of our identity, our destination, and our destiny. We'll do that tomorrow.